B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Matisse Thybulle joins us. Matisse, welcome to Philadelphia.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
Good, man. Now, I got to ask you this. I ask all the newcomers, what do you know about Philly? What have you heard about Philadelphia?
I mean, other than your guys' rich history and great teams and great fans, that's about it.
Now, you have a connection to a couple of, a current Sixer and a former Sixer. Your current connection is, you, like Ben Simmons, you lived in Australia for a while.
Yeah, I did. My sister's actually born out there, but yeah, we lived out there for 4 years. So I'm Australian citizen and everything.
Now, what, any basketball while you were out there?
No, I was actually a swimmer when I was out there.
Oh, good conditioning. That's good conditioning for you, man. Now, obviously, you've talked to Coach Brown and all that stuff. You guys kicking around at all about Australia?
No, we haven't had a chance to talk too much. I'm on my way to Philly right now, so we're going to be able to talk a little bit more about that.
Okay, now, you had said during a conference call, I believe it was last night, that Philadelphia had always shown, the 76ers had always shown a lot of interest in you. How did you get that feeling, and what was kind of going on behind the scenes?
Just early in the draft process, had an opportunity to, they reach out and start to build a relationship, and they came to watch me work out, and just from there, our relationship just grew throughout the whole process.
Did you feel like it was mutual? Is this a place that you really felt like you were going to end up?
Yeah, I mean, when we first started here, we're really excited because, for me personally, it was a place that I wanted to play and have an opportunity to be a part of, and for my agents and family, that they were all really excited because they knew it would be a good fit for me and a great place for me to end up.
Speaking with the 76ers first round pick from last night, Matisse Thybulle out of Washington. What was your experience like at Washington? I heard you say last night that you had to change your game a little bit your senior year, which is why your offensive numbers took a little bit of a hit. Talk to me about that experience.
At Washington was incredible. I would have stayed 4 years if I didn't love it. And we had great coaches and my teammates made a blast. And we were able to bring a team that hadn't had the success it was used to in a while back on the map and back to the NCAA tournament.
You, of course, were teammates with Markelle Fultz out there. You played 1 year together. He's a former 76er. Has he reached out at all to tell you about Philadelphia?
My phone's been going crazy, so I haven't been able to sit through any of them. So he might have, but I just need to check.
So you sent Fultz to voicemail? I've seen a former teammate to voicemail, man.
It's busy times. Mm-hmm. Matisse, obviously your defense is your defensive abilities are what people are so excited about here in Philadelphia. And I know in Washington you did play a lot of zone at the top of a zone, but how much of a transition do you think it's going to be playing defense in the NBA as compared to playing zone in college mostly?
I only played zone for 2 years while I was in college. So aside from 2 years, I've played zone. I've played man my whole life. So I don't think it'll be any problem transitioning back to man because it's what I know. It's what I do. It's in the roots of my basketball. So I don't think there'll be any problem. I'm just excited to get back to it.
Now, like you said, you made an adjustment your senior year and all that. When are you at your best? Matisse Thybulle, when are you at your best version of yourself as a basketball player? When you're doing what on the court?
Just playing within the flow of the game, getting down in transition, playing in transition, forcing turnovers, and just being able to stay within the flow.
I'm getting the sense from you, the more I've watched you and the more I've listened to you speak, the pride in your game comes on the defensive end, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's where I get a lot of my energy from.
Now, where does that come from? Is that just a work ethic? Is that something your family instilled in you? Where does that come from?
When I was young, my dad, he made it clear to me that if you're able to play defense, there's always a place for you on the court. So, I mean, I took that and ran with it. And as a kid, I had a little knack for defense and just getting steals and anticipating passes. And I stuck with it and was able to just keep it going till now.
Matisse, you're a college player. I'm sure you keep an eye on the NBA knowing that you're probably going to be a first round pick. When it comes down to it, teams that you like and that you envision playing for, where did the 76ers, where did they rank, where did they come into your mind when that process was going on?
I mean, like literally top three. Like I couldn't give you a one, two, or three, but just, yeah, they they were one of the top teams from the jump that I wanted to be a part of, because I know that they got a great core and they got some really good leadership and young players with Ben and Joel, and I knew that I felt like I would be able to come in and help them and make a difference off the jump. And just being able to be part of such a successful team and such a proud city, there's nothing better.
Matisse, how's your social media game? Would you say it's strong? Would you say you're clever? Would you say you're on a Joel Embiid kind of stage? How's your social media game?
No, I'm nowhere close to Joel. I don't plan on getting to that level either. But
good for you.
I'm not much of a Twitter guy. I like Instagram because I'm into photography, but other than that, I just try to be myself.
Oh, you're into photography, huh? What do you like taking pictures of?
Landscapes. I like to dabble in portraits a little bit, trying to figure that part out. But yeah, just cityscapes, landscapes.
A fellow artist.
That's right.
Yeah, that's good. That's awesome. I've always wanted to get into photography.
See, that's Trey Thomas right there, former Eagle, talking to, and he's an artist. He does paintings.
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
paint.
Wow.
Yeah.
We might have to work on something together.
Hey, cool.
There it is. We'll do something. Love to have you in the studio. Yeah,
collaborative effort.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Speaking with Matisse Thybul, a couple more for you, Matisse. You're the first ever draft pick by Elton Brand, your general manager now. How's that feel?
That's special. Yeah, I guess I didn't realize that, but yeah, that's pretty special. It's an honor.
Now, also, I mentioned Joel Embiid in the social media game, and Bob asked you a second ago about some of the guys you're going to be playing with. The Sixers, and Elton Brand even said this himself, the Sixers are close. They were close this past year. They're going to be close in the future to being a finals contender, an NBA title contender. How far along, or how excited are you, I should say, to join a team like that with this talent?
I mean, that's why they're one of the teams that I really wanted to play for off the jump when as being in college, because I mean to lose to a team that goes all the way to win it just shows that, and to be so close to winning that series just shows that they got it, and they've had it for a couple of years now, and I mean they're only getting better, so the future's bright. I'm excited to be a part of it.
Matisse, I do have to ask you about this, because we were all touched to learn this last night. The reason you wear the number 4 is because why?
My mom. It's in memory of her and honor of her. It was her favorite number. So it's meant a lot to me.
Matisse, I envision you, and I think this may have gone through the Sixers' mind last night. If somebody tries to beat the 76ers on a jump shot as time is running out, I envision you being that defender on him. Have you thought of that? Like maybe how you would have defended Kawhi Leonard on that play against the Sixers this year?
I don't know. I don't know how it could have been guarded any better. I felt like they didn't give him anything, and he just made a Hail Mary.
Who are you most looking forward to playing against?
Everyone. I don't think there's any one player. Everyone. I'm ready to be a part of the NBA and just be able to prove myself on that stage.
I know this is down the line a little bit. Can we expect you in Summer League?
I haven't talked to coach or my agents about that yet.
All right, well, as soon as you talk to them, just give us a call back, and we'll just be sure to let people know whether or not you are. But Matisse, we're really looking forward to watching you play. We're excited to have you in Philadelphia. The work ethic sounds like something that you will identify greatly with this city. That is something that we really value here in Philadelphia, I think, above anywhere else. So we appreciate you coming on with us. Welcome to Philadelphia. Best of luck to you, and we hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.